And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Burwell head coach Luke Gideon, who joins us. Well, Coach, since this is the first opportunity we've had to visit with you this year, let's just kind of talk about the makeup of the team. Talk about how many you have out this year and kind of give us the rundown.
Well, you know, we got a young team. We only got four seniors this year. And so we're relying quite a bit on a younger bunch of guys, primarily our sophomore class, because we've got a small junior class too. So just got a small team. Got about 21, 22 guys on our team. Three or four of them hurt, so we're suiting up about 18 or 19 guys. And so it's, you know, we don't have a lot of depth. But we got some younger guys that are learning, and our older guys that we have all play for us. And so, you know, don't have a lot of experience, but we got two games under our belt, and we've played some good football at times. And last week we kind of got away from a little bit what we wanted to do and didn't do a good job of executing. But other than that, we're playing football, and, you know, we got a good team on our hands.
Coach, as we move into week three, what area of your team do you believe has taken the biggest jump or the biggest step forward since fall camp?
You know, I just think that our just ability to play hard and just hang in there, and our kids are just, you know, they want to win. And, you know, through the last 10 or 15 years, we won a lot over here. And so these kids seen that, and some of them were standing on the sideline being our water boys, or they were over on the playground playing when, you know, we were competing at a high level. And so that's just where they want to get. And I think it's just their effort. You know, as long as we get good effort, you know, we always give ourselves a chance.
Talk about building consistency. I know that's always important as you go through a season, especially when you have some younger players that you're moving into roles. How do you try to build that consistency, Coach? Is it mostly through repetition?
Yeah, I think it's through repetition and just, you know, letting them know that we're confident in them. I think once our kids, you see the kid get a little bit of confident in what he's doing with the skill level. You know, physically sometimes it's a little bit of a struggle for him just because of a maturity level. But, you know, once we see they get a little confidence in the skill level and they're not afraid to do what they're asked to do, and it's all about putting themselves for the team first.
I know that there's certainly a mental component to the game, and part of that is just understanding situations and being able to react to them. What about that for your team moving into week three? Have you seen that kind of progress so far in the early season?
Yeah, it needs to progress some more, and that's probably, you know, where we need to get better is, but it's going to come with experience, and it's just, you know, most of those guys are out there for the first time, and you know, it's a different game when you're out there at a varsity level. And so I think they're recognizing that, and, you know, they kind of know what our expectations are, and they know where they're going to have to be to compete. So it's challenging, but also it's part of the coaching too.
So, Coach, what has been the main focus for you with the kids this week in practice?
Yeah, it's just, you know, for us, it's going to be trying not to give up the big play. We gave up quite a few big plays last week against an O'Neill team that's St. Mary's team that's real similar to Sand Hills on things they like to do and throw the football and make big plays. And, you know, sometimes that's, you know, if you can eliminate some of the big plays and give yourself a chance with some of your drives, sustain and use up a little bit of time on the clock, you can do that. But, we just got to worry about ourselves, and we got to do the things right when we have the football and execute, and then we're on the other side. We got to find a way not to give up the big plays, which it's going to be tough because it's a team coming in that's expected to have big plays. So,
well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. We appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brent.
That's Coach Luke Gideon joining us on KBBN Radio.